feel comfortable with one another. No matter who we are, no matter what our background is, no matter what our attitudes are or anything like that, that we are meant to be comfortable with one another. That's why Paul says we are to greet one another. In fact, he goes a step further. And he says we're to greet one another with a holy kiss. Now, I'm going to get into that in a minute as to what that means. And hopefully we'll learn a few things today. I came across a little ditty that went like this. Some go to church to laugh and talk. Some go to walk the walk. Some go to church to meet a friend, and some go there for an hour to spend. Some go to church to find a bride, and some go there a fault to hide. Some go to church to celebrate. Some go to educate. Some go to church to doze and nod, but the wise go there to worship God. I think it's appropriate for this path, this text that we're looking at today. One of the most important tasks of the local church, if it's to be a New Testament church, is to worship. Most of what we usually call worship would be described as vertical worship, vertical up and down, where we lift up our voices in praise and prayer and song to our wonderful God. But there is also a horizontal element or dimension to worship as well. And that is to reach out fellowship to those around us in corporate, unified worship to God together. There's a sense of togetherness that comes our gathering here on Sunday morning. There's a together element. And so Paul is giving us another one another saying. And as you know, as I said, we are one anothering one another in the next few weeks, a couple of weeks to go in this series. And so he says to the church in Rome, calls them out, and he says, greet one another with a holy kiss. With a holy kiss. Now, what does that mean? To greet one another with a holy kiss. You mean we go around and salute one another? Is that what it means? No. What does it mean? Very important scripture here for the early believers is found in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. It says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. That was a horizontal relationship they had. And to the fellowship. That part of it is both horizontal and vertical, because 1 John tells us that if we have fellowship with one another, that the Father, the Spirit of God, lives in us if you do. And then he goes on to say in Acts 2:42, for the breaking of bread, which is horizontal, that's what we're going to do here this morning, and the prayer, which is vertical. Now the word fellowship has as its basic meaning the idea of sharing, of having something in common with one another, of serving one another, of our relationship with one another, which is why we have been doing this series the last few weeks and how important it is that we one another. And we see how important that fellowship is. So far in our series, we've talked about how Paul says that we are members of one another. Whether we like it or not, we are members of one another. Because we're part of the body. So we should be attached to a church body. greet one another. We do that every Sunday morning. We greet one another. In fact, we greet one another many times during the service. So, when we come in, and then when Brother Frank gets up, says God is good, you answer that all the time. All the time, God is good. We greet one another. The word greet is an active verb, a command verb. In other words, it implies that you should take the initiative and that you expect others to greet you. So there's an initiation that's implied with this word greet. To greet one another means you have to take the step forward. If you're one of these people that would rather sit back in your pew and not do that, God says, Paul says, you're missing out on a blessing. You're missing out on something that's good to come your way. If you're one of those people, you've got it backwards. But Paul says, for you to take the initiative, he says, for you to greet one another. That includes me, includes all of us. Sometimes people attend or join a church and they never quite fit in. I've been part of this. They're waiting for others to be friendly for them. They're waiting for other people to come up to them and take the initiative. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 28, it says it's the other way around, where we read, a man who is friends must show himself to be friendly. A man who has friends must show himself to be friendly. So the best way to make friends when you join or become part of the church is for you to invite people over, or you to invite them out for a meal or something like that. To take the initiative. See, there are some people who say, well, here I am. Everybody, look this way. Notice me. I've seen that happen. And there are others who seem to be saying by their spirit and attitude, there you are. I have noticed you. The Pharisees were, in the New Testament, in the days of Jesus, they were the ones who said, here I am. Everybody look at me. Everybody see how important I am and how good I am. But Jesus was another attitude. And he said, there you are. And I care about you. And I'm concerned about you. And I love you. There you are. You notice the difference? Here I am versus there you are. It can make a big difference in a small church like ours. It can make a church a difference anywhere. Next, Paul says we're to greet one another with a holy kiss. Now, this is the mushy part. I know some of you are saying, well, the pastor shouldn't be talking about smooching in church. The pastor shouldn't talk about greeting one another this way. I'm not going to come up and slobber over another person. I'm not going to do that. Who does he think I am? I ain't kissing nobody. Paul says we're to greet one another with a holy kiss. Well, don't get your boxers in a bunch. A holy kiss was the normal way that people greeted one another back in the days of biblical times. In fact, you go to some parts of the world right now, and that's the custom. They greet one another with a kiss. Now, it turns out to be a little peck. Not a kiss, real kiss, or anything like that. I'm not going to demonstrate this part of kissing this morning, by the way. But it's the culture. I was in the Middle East and saw it happen quite a bit. Everybody greeted one another with a kiss. That's just the way they do it. Just the way it happens. Now, the word holy means that there are There are no sexual overtones or anything like that, but it's just a side peck that you see in many cultures. You see it on TV. Paul isn't mandating a certain style of greeting here. That's not what he's about. His emphasis was not on the form of greeting, but in the fact that it be holy and sincere from the heart. That's the kind of greeting he was advocating. He's teaching that we should greet people without partiality, that we should greet people with a sincere and heartfelt attitude that, as I said, comes from the heart. And so a handshake in our culture is what we normally do to greet people. A handshake, simple greeting that way. Paul is emphasizing, since that's how we greet one another in our culture, it's to be warm, it's to be sincere, it's to be genuine. Now let me just say something about this coronavirus that we're hearing so much about. You see, there are churches even in the West Coast today that are closing their services, not having services because of this great virus that's spreading like wildfire throughout the world. But we greet each other with a holy kiss every Sunday, whether we realize it or not. When we reach out and we extend an arm or a hand of friendship to other people, whether it's in our church or whether it's in the community or wherever they are, we are doing something that God wants us to do. We are expressing the love of God when we have this attitude of greeting others, especially in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the second question I have for you this morning is this, and that is that we want to consider this morning is what happens when we greet one another this way. What happens when we greet one another in the biblical tone, in the biblical sense? Well, look at this passage here in Romans chapter 16. It's actually a culmination of a passage where Paul demonstrates sincere and heartfelt greeting. It actually involves no physical contact at all in verses 3 to 15. He doesn't say that they were contacting each other physically in any of these passages. think their impression is of us? Do we seem to be saying, there you are. We're glad that you're here. We hope you'll want to come again and again. We want you here. Is that what they're hearing? You're special, not in God's sight, but also in ours. You see, if we welcome people, it means that we need to present ourselves as being children of the King as well. We need to present ourselves, and we need to present our worship facilities in the best possible way we can that would reflect what Jesus would want of us. Whether that's the way we're perceived or not depends on the degree to which all of us here at Second Baptist reach out to our guests and regular members who are lonely and struggling to greet them with sincerity and warmth. It's not just a job for Henry back there who greets everybody when they come in, but it's a job for all of us to be a greeting people, because Jesus was that. He was a greeter. He welcomed people, even the least of these. You see, greeting one another is more than just a handshake. It's more than just saying, welcome. It's looking at someone and saying, in my book, you count. In my book, you matter to God. You matter to me. You matter to us. And so you are important. You are worth something. And I'd like to spend more time with you. I'd like to get to know you. And I'd like to be able to just get beyond the superficial stuff. The second thing, when we greet one another, in the way Paul teaches, is that we are to commend people. Look at the first two verses in Romans 16. Look what it says in verses 1 and 2. He says, I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the church, which is in Crete, that you receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, that you assist her in whatever she needs, for she has been a helper to men, myself included, Paul says. So, what is Paul doing? He's commending Phoebe's character. He's commending her testimony. Notice what he says. He says, she is our sister in the Lord. She's our sister in the Lord. And she's on the same level footing at the foot of the cross. Not better, not worse. She is equal in our sight, in God's sight. And so, Paul's commendation is open. Paul's commendation is offering public praise. Some people think that if we honor or lift up a believer on this earth, we're robbing God of his glory. Not at all. Not necessarily true at all. That's hardly the case. So when we greet people who have done good things, we commend them. And we commend them for who they are. And for how they have glorified God. The third thing, when we greet people, when we greet one another with genuine sincerity, we express affection. Paul says we are to greet one another with a holy kiss. So there is the implication of affection being shown here. Again, don't get sidetracked by the kissing part or anything like that. That's not what it's into. A kiss was a common accepted greeting in Paul's particular day and in his culture. So, no matter how we feel comfortably about giving a heartfelt greeting, whether a warm handshake or a hug, and I mean, I greet people. Well, just Greg and I, we give one another a big bear hug once in a while, right? That's the way we greet one another sometimes. Nothing wrong with that. Kind of hard to get my arms around, you know. He's a big guy, he's a good guy. You see, what Paul is talking about here, he's talking about the human touch. The power of the human touch. And the human touch is significant. You go into a nursing home or a place where there's patients. I have patients when I visit the hospital sometimes. Before I leave, they want to hold my hand. And I pray with them. That touch can bring amazing comfort. That human touch can bring amazing strength to a person. Some people are just waiting to be touched in a way that is showing a little bit of affection, in the sense that somehow, in some way, they need to know beyond just words that they mean something, that they are significant. Husbands and wives need that. But when we greet one another, Paul says, we don't underestimate the power of affection. Don't underestimate the power of the human touch, because it can either make a person's day or it can break a person's day. It's significant. It's important. So, what about the untouchables? The people that we don't want to go near. The addicts, the drug addicts, the alcoholics, the poor, the needy, the prostitutes, the down and outers. Do they need human touch as well? Yes, absolutely. But they seldom receive it. And sometimes many of them go deeper into their addictions and deeper into their problems simply because it appears to them, somehow they get the message that nobody cares about them, that nobody wants to share any love with them. The power of affection, Paul is saying, it can be the most powerful demonstration of God's love. Whether you agree or disagree with me on that, the point is, we need to think about that. Perhaps in an appropriate way, in an appropriate setting, at the appropriate time, offer the power of the human touch as one way to say, God loves you. God cares for you. God wants you to be part of His family most of all. So, what's the application to this passage of Scripture? Greet one another with a holy kiss. What's God saying to us? What's He calling us to do right here at Second Baptist Church in Bodenham, Maine? Let me share three practical applications with you this morning about this passage as I close. First of all, let me challenge each of you to become permanent church greeters. Now, Henry doesn't have to be doing all the greeting back there. He does it anyway because he loves it. You see, it ought to be built into our hearts and built into who we are to be able to greet people automatically. Some people are a little shy. Some people are a little withdrawn. And we understand that. And it could be a great challenge for some of you to just reach out and warmly welcome and greet another person, and greet someone who is coming in, particularly someone who may be new. Now, I've been in situations where people have come in new, nobody's ever seen them before, and it seemed everybody was just lined up to greet them. That might be overdoing it a little bit. It may be going a little too far. But it's this idea that this is something we're supposed to do anyway, that it ought to be what we ought to be wired with, this whole idea that we are to greet other people. Now, if you want to kiss them, that's up to you. or peck him on the cheek or whatever, or give him a hug, or bear hug, that's up to you. But the fact is, it ought to be part of who we are. That when we greet one another on Sunday, it ought to be informal, it ought to be friendly, and it ought to be spontaneous. And it's that spontaneous attitude and reaction of greeting other people that I think is the message here. I challenge you not to come and come to church and just plop down in your seat and wait to be ministered to by others, but to come to church every Sunday with the intention of blessing someone else. Coming here with the intention of ministering and serving in the ministry of heartfelt, holy greeting. So I think, in this, in the biblical sense, that when we greet one another, it is a ministry to greet one another. And I'd like to challenge you also to come and be on time for church, and to be early if you can, and to be here and to chat, and to experience others' blessings. And don't arrive late. Jesus was never late. But to be ministered by others, come, I just challenge you. 15, 30 minutes early. That's my prescription. Not just a casual greeting that where you just say hi, but let's just get to know one another as well. That's important. A greeting that says, there you are. I care for you. I care in who you are. I care about your life. I care about what you're up to. I care about the issues you're facing in your lives every day. I want to know you better. I want us to be friends, not just mere acquaintances. There's a difference between being an acquaintance and a friend. Did you know that? And I'd like you to especially watch for guests coming to our church, visitors. Occasionally we have folks come in, and as they enter the sanctuary, go to them, welcome them, ask them if you can help them with anything. Maybe they need a bulletin or something. Maybe they need information about the church. Is there anything that I can, any questions that you may have about this church that I can help you with? That can go a long way. It really can. The second challenge, in terms of application, is that I want us all to show impartiality as we greet one another. Don't look at the other person and greet the other person because of the clothes they're wearing, or because of who they look like, because of where they're from, even from Canada. Don't greet them because of any of these things, because God is no respecter of persons. And so we should not show impartiality. So that's an important thing as well. And the third thing, my last application is this. If you're here this morning, and you've not invited Christ into your life, that is the most important thing of all. Because you know what? Jesus is saying right now, come unto me. Come unto me. He's greeting you. He's welcoming you to become part of his family. If you haven't made that decision in your heart, and you'd like to talk some more about it, let me know and we'll talk about it. So Jesus' arms are well open wide, and he's welcoming you. And we ought to be welcoming one another. Greet one another with a holy kiss. You can interpret that kiss part whatever way you want. But that's just what it says. Now, when was the last time you heard a message on that particular text of Scripture? Greet one another with a holy kiss. I think there is a lot of stuff there. There's a lot of meat there. There's a lot of practical stuff there for us to grab hold of and live out in a Christ-honoring way.
Let's bow together and pray. Father, we thank you for your words. These words here that some of us may even think is laughable are significant and they are eternal. Greet one another with the Holy Spirit.